And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're speaking with Andrew McCray. You've heard his voice on WRMJ over the past couple of weeks as we've started to carry his American Countryside program. So, Andrew, I guess first let me welcome you to the WRMJ airwaves. We're certainly glad to have you on. Can you start by just giving us maybe a brief overview of what your program is all about?
Sure. Yes, I'm glad to be on the air there. You know, I started this program back in 1996, so it's hard to believe it's been that long ago. But American Countryside is interesting people and places all across the nation. And I actually travel to all the places that we feature. So if folks have heard the program so far, or if I close it out by saying traveling the countryside in whatever town, well, I'm actually there. And so we've done about 7,000 broadcasts now, all 50 states. And the goal is to visit every county in the United States. So we've hit about 70%. There's still a ways to go, but been doing that now for almost 30 years.
Yeah, so that's unbelievable. 70% of the counties in the country you've been to and produced a program from there. So just what's it like being on the road that much? And what do you feel like that you're able to get out of it?
Sure. Well, you know, even though the program is on the air every weekday and we're in a different location each day, I always tell people I can get a lot of interviews in one day. So, yes, I am on the road, but I'm not on the road all the time. I actually farm in Northwest Missouri, and people often ask, well, how can you farm and do all that? And well, what happened is way back when I served in the FFA and was a state and national FFA officer, and I tell people I never really quit speaking, I guess. And so today I use the speaking engagements and sometimes some broadcast assignments to get me different places in the country. And so that's afforded me the opportunity to get certain places. So it's not like I'm in an RV on the road full time. This week I was in Wisconsin, but it was just an out and back in one day. And I picked up three interviews along the way and hit another couple of counties I hadn't been to. So that's kind of how my travel works.
Yeah, so our listening audience on WRMJ, of course, a largely rural area in western Illinois in the Midwest portion of the country, of course. So just, I mean, maybe for our listening audience, our area, our demographic, why do you feel like maybe your program's a good fit for the listeners here?
Well, I think that even though the program is from a different place every day, it's still good local radio because it's local stories. And, you know, I'm a guy that comes from a very rural county in Missouri, 6,000 people in my entire county. And so my goal is, and our tagline for the program is the story of America told by the people of America. So it's really not so much me telling the story as helping others share their story on the airwaves. And I think that there's something about that that resonates with people, because all of us, I think, are hopefully proud of maybe the place that we're from. And we like to tell some of the stories of those places. And really, that's what this program helps do.
Yeah, I guess, and this is probably an impossible question to answer, I guess, but do you have maybe not one, but a handful or so of the most memorable places you've been, maybe some of the most memorable people that you've met? Does anything stick out as you've done so many? Like I said, probably a hard question to answer.
I get asked that, of course, a lot, and you're right. It's hard to ever pick out one, but I always tell people in general, there's kind of a type of interview that sticks in my mind. I've been fortunate over time to get to interview several Holocaust survivors, World War II veterans. I mean, all veterans are important, but, you know, you talk to somebody that was on the beaches of Normandy, or we interviewed a gentleman that was on the Enola Gay when the first atomic weapon was dropped. You talk to some people that witnessed pieces of history, and now many of those people have passed. And, you know, I mentioned I'd done the program now for 30 years, and I look back and I'm very thankful I got to talk to some of those people. And one of the things that we're now doing is just because technology's changed so much in 30 years, we're able to bring those stories through a new website, and we're able to put those on a map so people can see them and listen to them. So, you know, in general, my favorite stories, I think, are some of those unique pieces of history that people got to witness, and then we get to share them with others. And that's been really a blessing to get to be a small piece of that.
So another portion of your background is you've authored a book, Total Town Makeover. And I know that has to do with kind of, you know, smaller maybe communities. So speak to me about kind of what you learned writing that book and what the main maybe message or takeaways are from the book you worked on there.
Right. Well, what happened was, is probably 10 or more years ago, I began to get asked by a lot of people, well, hey, I heard that story on the radio. How'd that town do that? Or how'd that person do whatever it was that we were talking about. And I never really given a lot of thought that in some ways our show was many times focusing on good things going on, usually in more small town and rural America. And people wanted to know, okay, how could I do some of that in my town? So I began to speak on that topic more, which I still do today, but then also decided, well, I should author a book that gives some of the examples of the things that I'm seeing. And so that's what happened. And so Total Town Makeover is a book that's really about, okay, how can I do some of these things where I live? And it gives us ideas, and they aren't just ideas, but they're actually put into practice in different towns so we can learn from other people's trial and error, so to speak. So maybe we make it a little bit faster to trying to help our community and really to create a place where another generation could or would want to live is what I always say is the goal. And so I hope that we do that through the book and then through some of the programs I do.
And with that, as you've talked about, you know, traveling as much of the country as you've been able to do, but like you said, a lot of what you're focused on a lot of the times is more rural America. So I guess how cool of an experience has this been for you over, like you said, the amount of time you've been doing it, getting to see a lot of these areas that a lot of times a lot of people don't get to see necessarily when you speak about, you know, rural America. I mean, how cool has this experience been for you over the years?
It definitely has been a neat experience. There's no denying that. And, you know, I mentioned the goal of hitting every county. It wasn't until the last couple of years that I made that the goal. One of the things I've always tried to do is to try to get to all the regions of the country. But then I was kind of made aware of, well, while with technology now, it's so easy to track where you've been and to log those counties. And then I became aware there's actually a group of people that's kind of their thing. They keep track online of who's visited all the counties. To date, I think there's like 75 or 80 folks that have done it. And so I thought, well, that would be really a good goal to have, because I do hope that the program hits all those counties. And I will tell you this, I think that it has been so valuable to me because you meet people from literally all across America, and to hear their viewpoints and how they think and what they do based on where they live and their experiences. Wow, what a valuable thing to have in today's world, in which many times we can get very angry about certain things that we hear or see or do, but it's given me perhaps a perspective. And that's been really nice to be able to have that, because you kind of, in a sense, get to live in somebody else's shoes for just a little bit, because you're wherever they live, listening to them.
Well, yeah. And just really the last thing maybe that I'll talk to you about is just maybe the connection that you feel with your audience, your listenership. Is we've talked about, it's a program that is carried on numerous affiliates, and it's a story about, you know, a different place in the country basically every day. So, I mean, how much you've been able to feel like you build a relationship with your listening audience with a program like this?
I do feel like that there's folks out there that I hope are kind of friends, even though we may not get to meet in person. And I do get to hear from folks, and I will tell people, you know, if you go to AmericanCountryside.com or if you go to American Countryside on Facebook, you can message me and the messages come to me. So I'm always glad to hear about different stories. In fact, I had a gentleman contact me recently. He is in Canada and he listens online to an affiliate in Nebraska. And I forget his connection to that station, but there he was, you know, in another country, and he was listening to American Countryside. And on Facebook, we have lots of folks that listen to the programs online, and, you know, they live somewhere over in Europe or wherever. And so that's been kind of fun to be able to connect with folks that way and hear from them. And I hope that people listen to the little 3-minute program every day, and perhaps it's something they didn't know, or they heard from somebody, and maybe they're just inspired that each one of us can make our world a little bit of a better place wherever we live, just by the little things that we do. And sometimes those turn into even bigger things. And that's what we really try to showcase every day.
Well, again, we're joined by Andrew McCray, the host of American Countryside, a program that is now airing on the WRMJ airwaves. Andrew, I appreciate the time, man. Enjoy getting to listen to the program every day on the station. Thanks for joining us, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and thanks to the station and all the listeners, and look forward to coming out there, I think, fairly soon to the area, and hopefully I'll get to meet some folks in person.
All right, and I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.